Today being the 18th day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 19th day of April, 2022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of the Tijaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with the Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from Ayat 41 of Surah Yasin. Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran, while our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lokini, will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآية لهم أنا ملنا ذرية في الفلك المشحون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلاما على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون الحمد لله Allah after telling us about his miracles and his various symbols that we should look at and it will lead to him, starting from what we eat that is on earth. Then, this earth that we are living in, how we are able to manage our timing, the day and night. Allah took us to the firmament to show that this our day and night is controlled by this sun that is up there and this moon, and that all of them are moving in a definite path and going to a particular place. After doing that, Allah came back and told us that we don't see the moon and the stars changing or having problem in their course. They are there as they have been designed, and Allah is holding them and they don't disobey in their course. Allah is now back to earth again to tell us that this movement of the sun and the moon, that he says they go like going in the sea, we said the earth itself goes around the sun approximately 100,000 kilometers an hour. The moon goes around the earth. The sun, with its gravitation, is able to hold all the solar system in place, and itself is moving at about 200 kilometers per second, which is about 720,000 kilometers an hour in the Milky Way galaxy. With all this that is moving, Allah wants us to appreciate this movement, and He has taken us back to the earth. In this earth, 3/4 of the earth is made up of water, sea. And on this sea, do we enter it and see it? Before, it was not possible for any man to say he entered the sea. The first time human beings were able to have a way to have an appreciation of what is the sea in the time of an evening moon. That's why Allah is saying, وَآتُمْ لَهُمُ أَنَّا هَمَّلْنَا ذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ. One of this miracle, that when you see up the way everything is going, also if you want to appreciate it, go to the sea. One of the signs, one of the miracle of Allah, one of the things that should give you something of thought, is that all of you that you are still down now are grandchildren of who? Wa ayatul lahum. And one of these signs, anna hamalna zuriyatihim, that I carried you في الفلك المشحون in this ship that was laden with all of you. Here Allah is telling us about Safina to Nuh, but here he called it fulk, just like he told us there, وَكُلُّمْ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَهُونَ. All the sun, the moon, all of them, فِي فَلَكٍ, in a particular course, يَسْبَهُونَ, swimming. The way you see also the ship on the sea is going on it as if swimming. But the ship doesn't go inside the water, it is the fish that goes inside the water. But in the case of the sun and the moon, they are inside the Milky Way galaxy, swimming across it. But here, Allah is saying, "Fil fulkil mashhoon, zuriyatim." Zuriya means grandchildren. In Arabic, grandchildren can refer to your grandfathers and your grandchildren. Here, it is the grandchildren of Ibn Nuh. Allah is saying, "All of us that are here now, how did we come to be here?" And if you look closely, the same Ibn Nuh is the one telling Allah, "Rabbi la tazar al-adim al-kafirin al-tayyara." إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ يُدِلُّوا إِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَرِدُوا إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. Oh Allah, these people, they are worshipping idols. They refuse to leave idols. Don't leave any of them on earth. If you are to leave any of them on earth, they will not burn anybody except people that are transgressors. This is what they will give back to. Allah answered the prayer. And Ibn Nuh, when the persecution was too much for him, Allah said, "There is a way out. La ni wina min komika illa man kot aman." No, among your people, none of them is going to have faith except those that have already had faith. That was the time he was saying, "Rabbi la tazar al-adbina al-kafirina dayyara." Then if that is the case, don't leave any unbeliever on earth. Innaka in tazarhum. If you leave any of them, you did do ibadaka. They are going to cause your servants to go astray. Wala yalidu, and they will not give back to anybody illa kafara. They will not give back except people that are going to disbelieve and deny you. Then what does Allah ask you to do? Wasna'il fulka bi ayunina. Then we will tell you to make a ship. Wa wahayna, and we will be inspiring you of how to make the ship. Before this time, nobody has ever made any ship on earth. He was the first to make ship on earth. That's why when he was making it, people did not understand what he was doing. They said, a prophet, he calls himself, calling to Allah. They will beat him, he will faint, they will take him and throw him outside the city. He will wake up and he will come back. Al-Fasnatin illa khamsina aman. For 950 years, that's what was happening between them. Then they were now joking him. "Today you are no more preaching to us. You are really doing what? You are now a carpenter." So when they were joking, he said, "You can continue joking. We'll be the one to joke you people at the end of the day, to make jest of you at the end of the day." Then, after that, he finished making it, Allah told him, "He made the heaven, couldn't the ordain his name for Alaka, illa basabaka alayhi. Take every member of your family and every pair of creation. Is this not enough sign that I live in you?" Every animal in pairs, he took them inside that ship. Whether insects, birds, everything in pairs, he took them inside that ship. This is not miracle. And yet he put us inside that ship that he built. And then all of us were carried on that ship. By the time was to what Allah did, that the ship finally settled, and Allah asked the water to stop coming from the ground and the rain to stop falling, then they came down. There were 80 of them. Apart from Ali ibn Nuh, nobody gave back again. Even though the other ones were Muslims. In commemoration of that site area, you still have the town that they call the town of the 80s around Iraq, where the ship finally settled down. So these people that came with an Ibn Nuh never gave back to anybody. Only an Ibn Nuh gave back. So anybody you find on earth today is the child of that Ibn Nuh. that he believed that if I, the kuffar were left, they would not give birth to anybody but people that would also deny Allah. But look at the Prophet, he gave birth to children. Look at his offspring today, giving, denying Allah and involved in kuffar. This is to tell you that whatever Allah has ordained, nothing can change it. That's why Allah is reminding us that this ship that we now are on, when we go on it again, look up. Look at the ship. Look at the sea. Whoever you are, fear will take you. Ordinary river. If you are on it going, you are afraid that the ship can sink, let alone on the sea. If you look to the right, to the left, in your front, everywhere, you see nothing. How do you get to where you are going to? By the star. It's the star that shows direction. Now you have GPS. How does the GPS work? You see satellites launched into the sky. At about 6,000 miles away. Most of the satellites are about that, so that they can be in the same point as it goes around the orbit. This ship that you are on, what you are can only take your control from the star or from the satellite if you are using GPS. This thing don't you contemplate? In the night also, go into the desert. Allah said, don't you look at the camel, how we created the camel? Because you go on to the camel. When you go to the camel, most of the time it's on the desert you are on. When you get to the desert, that's why the camel itself is called ship. If you enter, if you are on the camel and you are in the desert, you look at the desert, anywhere you don't see anything. How do you get your direction? By distance. That's why when you're on the camel, you will now be able to see the heaven clearly. And you will be able to see the mountains as they are fixed. And you will see the grand expanse, how they have been established. All this doesn't give you fear. You don't look at who created all this. It doesn't come to your mind. Of course, it has to be created. Because nothing can make itself. You didn't make yourself, you are created. Anything you point hand to, you don't make yourself. This last week we are speaking with now, you don't make itself. Human being make it. If somebody came to you and said, all this last week we are speaking on, this mosque that we are in, all these carpets, they made themselves. Do you believe? Then something much more delicate and intricate, and much more coordinated than what we have done, you are told that they created themselves and you believe? You and the person that is telling you who is more foolish. When you look at this firmament that is so humiliating. The halqu as-samaa'i wal-ard akbar min khalqi an-naas. It's so great when you see it, you have to know that whoever created it, if it's one that created it, you should be afraid. That's why Allah is taking our patience. وَآتُ اللَّهُمُ أَنَّا هَمَّلْنَا ذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ in our recitation. فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْهُورِ in this ship that is laden with them, laden with other animals that أَنِبْلُهُ picked.
وَقَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ
And after this, any other ship that you see, whether it's camel, whether it's what you are riding, even the ship you see now, Allah said, I am the one that created it for them. An example of that you have created for them. You may think you created it, how did you come to create it? The first ship is from Anibu. Then every other person created it. Technology has now gone far. And people are now saying, no, this ship, it cannot be sunk. Look at, of this end, what happened to it? Is it Moskva? The ship of the Russian ship. That it is their icon of pride. It has all the technologies in it, that if bomb is shot at it, from a large far distance, it should detect this bomb and be able to deter the bomb or missile. It came to Syria, it was used to launch several missiles against Syrians. Anywhere this Russian ship go, everyone is afraid because it's so modern, with so much equipment, with so much, it's so highly computerized that everybody believes nothing can happen. But what happened of recent? It was shot, missile was sent into it, it bore hole into it, and it was sunk. They say Ukrainians, but the Russians know that it's not Ukrainians. That ship has been sunk. So don't think that you have this ship, Allah created them for you. You use your sense that was given to you by Allah, that is the end. People believe that they are in cruise because you have what you call crews. These crews are ships built that you have a home. Some of them are bigger than a small village because some of them are more than 100 meters long. You have everything inside there, tools you put inside there, everything. And they will be on the sea for over 3 months that they are on holidays. Any kind of atrocities you know that is bad on earth, they will do it there. There is no government there, they are the only ones there. They are their government there. Because they believe that as they are on the sea, nothing will happen. It's not like that. If you are on the sea, no matter your technology, if Allah wishes to sink you, He can sink you. That's why Allah is telling us the next verse.
وَإِنْ نَشَأْ نُغْرِقْهُمْ فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ
وَإِنْ نَشَأْ نُغْرِقْهُمْ فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ وَإِنْ نَشَأْ if we so wish, نُغْرِقْهُمْ we will make them to be drowned inside the sea. فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ there will be none for them to call for assistance. Walam Yum Kazun, and nobody is going to be able to extract them from the sea into the open. All this Allah is telling us, whatever Allah gives you, know that Allah gives you to test you. Sailors, they say, when you are on the sea, you know that there is something called idol. When Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl, Ikrimah radiallahu ta'ala, the son of Abu Jahl, when the Prophet was coming to take over Makkah, he ran away. He was one of those that the Prophet gave a word. Anywhere he seen, he should be killed. He ran away, went into the sea, took ship that he was going to take to Saudi Arabia. When he had entered the ship, they saw waves, tide, water was entering the ship. And then the captain of the ship called all of them. Oh, everybody here, we have to pray. Here, the only prayer is to call on God. No idol works here. Let's all call on God to save us. Because when you say Sariha, it's when somebody is in trouble, you shout to call whoever you think can save you. Just like a child, when they are beating himself, my mother, or my father, when it's beyond your father and your mother, everybody turns to Allah. That's why when a child goes on the road, he sees money on the road, he will just pick it. He's shouting, smiling, Allah has given me. When he comes and says, why are you not told not to be taking something from the road? As they are beating him, what will you say? Why Allah? He goes back to Allah. Because the parents are the ones beating him. Now who can come and take him from the parents? Nobody. Nobody can take their cry at that time. Nobody can extract them from the punishment. Everybody, this is how it is. The ship, see today, you have sometimes, you hear a very big ship, a very big cruise, it sinks. How? That's how Allah wishes. If Allah so wishes, He can sink the ship. But He carried us on this ship, and if you know the first time, nothing happens. And a lot of our loads today, all over the world, without this ship, how would you have lived? That's why Allah will tell us, Illa rahmatan.
Illa rahmatan minna wa mata'an ila heen.
Illa rahmatan minna wa mata'an ila heen. Allah said, وَإِنَّ شَيْنُ غُرِكُمْ فَلَا تَرِيْخَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْكَزُونَ. If we so wish, we will drown them. There will be nobody to take their cry for help, and there will be nobody that will extract them out. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا. Most of the time, we allow this ship to sail. They sail safely, land safely. Why? رَحْمَةً مِنَّا. Because of the message from us in this world. وَمَتَاءً إِلَاهِمْ. And that we want them to live their time that we have set for them, so that they can enjoy the world, and maybe after leaving this sea, they have seen the signs of Allah to go back to Allah. Today, 3/4 of the world is made up of the sea. 3/4 of the world. Only 1/4 is land. Yet, we live in this only 1/4. And we are not able to occupy up to 20% of it. Go anywhere on the road, the forest you come through is more than the land that is lived on. When you are on the plane, when you are about to land in any country, about to look down, most of the places are empty, or deserts, or forests. Until you come to the city, then you now see where people are lived on. We don't occupy 20% of the world. So whoever is talking of overpopulation is the, you know, what do you call it? Their sight is dimmed, they cannot see well. Because Allah is telling us, we have to thank Allah. How will we have been able to transverse the world with the sea making 3/4 if there is no ship? So the ship itself that Allah gave to an Nabi Nuh, because he was going to destroy the unbelievers, was a source of rahmah in itself. It's what we use today to convey all the routes around the world. Majority of the load are conveyed from different continents to other continents on this sea. So we have to thank Allah who has given this ship as source of rahmah to us, and thank Him who has caused us to live and go back to Him with the fact that He created us and created what everything that we are on today.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And whenever we tell them, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, when it is said to them, who? Allah did not mention who. اتَّقُوا, fear. مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ, what is before you that you have not seen. The future before you, fear it. وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ, and the history behind you, fear it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that Allah will have mercy on you. Here, Allah is talking to all of us. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, Allah did not say who said, which means all of us, we should try our best to be telling the truth to people. Tell people, look, there is a future behind in front of you. Today is not only today. Let's not just live for today. Because anybody who is living today for today is living like a woman. Anybody that's living just for this moment is living like a child. The child only knows now. If you give anything to the child now, he's taking it now. When a child starts knowing that, oh, let me wait till evening and take it, then he now knows there is today. For women, they just want today. They don't think of tomorrow. For men, they are looking at tomorrow. For the scholars, they are not looking at tomorrow. And the mu'minin, they are not looking at tomorrow. They are looking at the future. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his brothers, prophets, they are not looking at tomorrow, they are looking at Allah. Whereas, if a child has done something wrong, the mother will hardly raise the hand to beat the child. He doesn't want to see the child crying. No. The father will take this child and spank him. Because you shouldn't give me a bad name tomorrow. Because it's his name that the child is carrying. The mother will say, you have so much work, give some out. You have so much food, give some out. Tomorrow, you will have better than that with Allah. Then the Prophet will say, ah, what are you waiting for? This is night. Go for jihad. You will die there. You meet with Allah, witnessing Allah. That's how things are. So whenever we see people, we should warn them that the future is there. Then the history, وَمَا خَلْقَكُمْ, is there. All those that denied Allah and denied the Prophet, where are they today? All those that had money, enjoyed themselves, can they want the enjoyment, that enjoyment in their grave now? Even the history of those that are still living with us, some were ministers yesterday, some were presidents yesterday, some were rich men yesterday. They lived at one time, whatever they want in this world, it will be brought for them. They are in this world today, they can't enjoy those things. We are seeing it. So Allah is asking us, we are in today. Anytime you wake up, don't forget yesterday and history past. Don't forget that there is a future. Work for your future. Learn from your history. So that you will be blessed by Allah's, with Allah's mercy.
وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُؤْرِدِينَ
وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُؤْرِدِينَ Allah is now telling us, what is wrong with this people? وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ They will not see a miracle from Allah or a sign from Allah or something that is overwhelming from Allah, except إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُؤْرِدِينَ, except they will just turn away from it as if they did not see anything. Why are you so negligent? Huh? You only care about what you are eating and what you are wearing? And for people to say that you are this, you are that, let us go back to the one that created us. Let's not try to impress people at all costs. If you are doing what is correct and people are happy with it, so be it. If they are not happy with it, so be it. Tomorrow they will not be there for you. Because today people are so negligent. Look at, we are talking about the country today. The ulama, they said, the best thing for poor people is to be in poor places. Children, the best place for them is to be at school, learning. Women, the best thing for them is to be in their houses, bringing up their children. Elderly people, the best thing for them is to be in the mosque, worshipping Allah. Criminals, the best place for them is to be in the prison. This is it. But children today are out of school. The government is not for them. Believe me, if they know the danger in children staying outside, they may claim they know it, but they don't know it. If they know it, they will never allow children to be out of school for 1 week. A day is too much. But months, nobody is worried. If you are saying, no, we are doing something, because how did they say they postpone their conventions because students are not in school? The amount of money you are spending as a teacher today, you are spending it because you refuse to spend it on education. If you spent one tenth of that on education, sincerely, believe me, you wouldn't be spending any money on security. All these children that you are saying, they are kidnappers, they are Boko Haram. Most of them are below 30. It is the irresponsible of those above 60 that led them to be irresponsible today. We have to own up. Because I keep on saying it, and people keep on saying it. There is education at the home level. There is education at the community level. There is education at the national level. You have the nursery and primary. At the home, you have the secondary, at the community, you have the university at national level. At the home level, if it fails and the community stands up for it, they can correct it. Because a child at the age of 7, like we said, before the age of 7, he should be treated with love. Let him know that he is loved. When he sees the father coming, daddy, daddy, mommy, mommy, he knows that he's loved. You're just frowning at her or at him. It's enough for him as a correction. Come, no, I'm not talking to you. It is not. It's enough correction. After the age of 7, he must be put in school at all costs. And he must be made to stay in school. If he stays there, sometimes the mates are going to make him to be on the proper course. Because he's seen the mates. That's why when teachers are in the school, at primary level, they have to be there every second. They have no time to say they are going for break. They have to put eyes on these children constantly. It's a duty. And whoever is doing this work, pay them. Today, a teacher cannot sustain his home. How do you want him to sustain the school? You claim to be a governor and you don't pay teachers. You are worse than Satan. You are worse than Satan, whoever you are. People should tell the truth. And those associating with you are worse than you. You know that this governor is owing people. He is not paying their school fees. He brings you gifts and you take it. And you say you care for the nation. You are an idiot. It's very annoying. A teacher that is the one that these children that are there, they are supposed to be looked after, properly brought up from the age of 7 to the age of 14. The teachers are not paid. The same person that did not pay the teachers that have their money in his pocket, take gift and give to you. You take it. The same person is coming out in the public, you want him to be seen with you, you are taking pictures with him. Do you have common sense? So we are all responsible for what is happening in this country, but I will have to stand up and correct it. I will not blame the government, but I will blame myself first. I have tried my best not to be seen to take picture with anybody in public who is not being corrected. Why should anybody see me with this picture? On the other hand, how will it be shown to the prophet? How will he stand before the prophet? You know this person is a bad person and you want to be seen with him as your friend? Even if you cannot say it, keep up. Be making the light, you will be with the prophet. Is that not enough for you? Then, the one that is the national responsibility, the university, look at it in shambles. How do you look at it that these universities before, these white people, these expatriates, bring their children from outside to come and school here? Somebody will stay in Canada and apply, I want to come to Nigeria to work. Somebody will stay in Britain, national youth service that people do, there is what we call international core exchange, they want to come to Nigeria. Some of us in secondary school, we have people like that come in the bush, they come from their country because it's safe, they are not afraid, they know that if they come here, there is something they will gain. You allow it to derail. You are not addressing it. But every day you eat and you are comfortable. Every day you are traveling in the best of cars. Not made in your country. As a matter of fact, it's a shame for anybody in government today to ride vehicles that are not made in this country. It's a shame. After all this technology that is transpires so easy, you eat food from outside. Foreign, some people go to buy rice. Well, I want to buy foreign rice. Eat it. You are impoverishing your own children. Eat now and pay later. This is what they call it. Must we be wearing things from outside? Must we be... I'm not saying that it's haram. But I'm saying it is not sensible. Your child is in the house. He is not doing anything. Instead of you to take him and ask him, go and clean the car. Go and clean the house. Then give him food. You call somebody else from outside. Come and do it and give him food. And you leave your child without food. So education is very important. That's what Allah is telling us. If they see our signs, they just turn away. They are seeing the signs, but they are negligent. All the politicians today, They are seeing what happened to the past politicians, but they are negligent, as if it will not happen to them. And it will happen to them. Wallahi, it will happen to them. It's a question of time. Only people that are suffering under them are the problem. But we that are suffering under them, let us not also associate with them. It's not problem. Nobody, we are not their slaves.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِهُمْ وَلَّوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُمْ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ
فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالُوا أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. This is another sign that all of them they miss. They are negligent of. What is it? وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, when it is said to them, who? Anybody? أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ, out of what Allah has blessed you with, spend from it. Whether it's money, Allah give you, spend from the money. Clothes, Allah give you, give out that clothes. Food, Allah give you, give out of the food. Labor, Allah give you, give out of labor. Nobody's out. Including the beggar on the street. He's not out. وَيَلَكِرَهُمْ أَنْفِكُمْ نَارُ ذَاكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those disbelievers, those that deny Allah, the unbelievers, what will they say? They will tell those that are believers, should we say, man la yasha Allah atama, that if Allah so wish, He will keep them, in antumu illa fi dhalalin mubin. Kai, you people that you are asking us to feed this people, you are definitely have gone astray, you are not thinking. Do you know what they are saying here? Allah, you say, this is Allah. He has power to do everything. If Allah has power to do everything, this is our own wealth. Allah, if He so wishes, He can give it to this man. Why would I take my wealth and give it to him? If I give it to him, which means I'm doing what Allah does not want. This is what they are saying. So they turn around and they say, you are in grave error and you are astray. Somebody Allah wants him to be poor. Why do you insist that you have to give him money? Somebody Allah wants him to be hungry, you say He must give him food. Allah wants somebody to be naked, you say He must clothe him. That's how Allah wished for him. What are you going to say? If He said, tell you who made him poor, what are you going to say? Allah. Who made him to be naked? What do you say? Allah. Who made him to be sick? What do you say? Allah. Then why do you want to give him? They don't know that Allah, His name is Ar-Rahman. He wants to see the Rahman. Allah is Al-Ghaniyyu, Al-Mughni. He gives it to people and He wants to see it. Al-Latif, He wants to see it. That's why He gives this one, He denies this one. So when the one that has, give the one that doesn't have, the one that doesn't have will be grateful. It will remove hatred and it will remove any form of jealousy or envy from his mind. And he will even be praying that Allah let him live because of himself. This is it. Because if the poor, the rich, is continuously fending for him, giving scholarship out, doing what he's supposed to do, what will the poor do? They will love him. So Allah is trying to attract love for him. But look at the way he understands it. That the riches he has is his. He's keeping it in the back, but there's nothing he's doing with it. There are a lot of rich people that have billions in the bank. There's nothing they are doing with it. All they just need to do is to bring it out, give it to this poor people. Allah will not, because of that, reduce their riches. But they don't do it. So they create hatred for themselves. When they are going, people are abusing them. Like these ones that are stealing, let them leave government and see. And let them come to the public and see how they will fare. So all these things, Allah is telling us. There's nothing that they have left. When you write Allah, and become Mara Lakumullah, call the Lina Kabarin Lina Aman. Ah, not Emu, Mallawe Shahullahu, at Ama, in Antumu illa fi dhalalin mubin. They are now telling the believers that they are the ones that have gone astray.
ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين
ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين all the time you say the time of Allah is going to come this is how we met it in history the time of Nabi Nuh said the world will soon come to an end and Nabi Nuh came Hud came said the world will soon come to an end and Nabi Salih the same thing and Nabi Yaquba the same thing And Nabi Musa, the same thing. And Nabi Isa, the same thing. All of them have the same. This promise that he said Allah has done, when is this going to come? In kuntum sadiqin. If in truth you are telling the truth. And it is going to come. But they have never asked themselves. Anything that has a beginning has an end. You are here yourself. When you enter the university, from your primary school, you should have learnt it. You enter primary school, did you finish or not? You finished, and you came out. From there, you enter secondary school, did you finish or not? You finished, you came out. When you came to the university now, somebody will is telling you, don't take that these 5 years you are doing here is long, Pa. It will soon come to an end, Pa. Read hard, Pa. Be sure that it's telling the truth, it will come to an end. The same way, that all these things are coming to an end. Does he not look at himself that himself coming to the world one day he will finish? If he, the time he finishes, his end has come. So why wouldn't you do what will fortify him at the end? Like Allah is going to tell us, do you forget about your own creation? You came out in time. So you are going to end. Then this one that you are seeing, this one that you are seeing, they are also going somewhere. One day they will come to an end. As Allah will soon tell us. Everything will come to an end. Only some things have longer life than the other. There are some trees that have lived for over 3,000 years. Trees. Particularly if you go to inside the forest, there are some species of trees that are known to have lived for over 1,000 years, 2,000 years. That's the length of their life. When the time comes, they will go. There are some insects that the span of their life is less than 2 minutes. They are being hatched now. They are coming. They fly. They fly, they fly. After some time, they lose their wing. After some time, they come down. They die. They have lived a whole cycle of their life. You see chicken. It just comes now. They brood it for 4 weeks. Another 4 weeks. It's enough for the table. It comes and dies. Whereas the tortoise is there for 100 years, it doesn't die. Everything has its own time. So wait until the time comes. You can't hasten the tortoise to die because the calf will die in the next 15 years. Everything has its own time. You too have your lifetime. Very difficult for you to see human beings passing the age of 100. They pass. But by the time they call 120, of course, almost nobody is living again. So the same way this world will come to an end. Mate has a word in kuntum sadiqin. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ مَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ Mayanzuruna, what are they waiting for? What are they wishing to see? This is what it will be for. Illa sayhatan wahidatan. Only one shout. Ta'khudhuhum. Seizing them. Wahum yakhasimun. And they will just find that they were all in argument when to come. This one is arguing, this one is arguing. It's just once. When the world is going to come to an end. Before the first blowing of the trumpet, this blowing is what will bring this seha, this screaming. Before it, by 120 years, Allah will send a kind of wind that is very light and very soft, the wind will come to enter the world. And one by one, all those that believe in Allah will be dying. They will be dying. They will be dying. Prophet said, you will not find anybody on earth saying Allah, Allah, Allah before the world will come to an end. These people, after they die, then they 120 years. This 120 years, nobody is on earth except unbelievers. Only unbelievers. Any kind of evil you can think, everybody will do it. Any kind of al-fasha, if nobody is hiding to do it, everybody will do anything they want to do. People will eat whatever they think they want to eat. In our presence now, people are going to the gutter, taking the water from the gutter and inhaling it to get intoxicated. Some people now are being told that you want to make money, you have to eat the shit of somebody. And they are eating it. At that 120 years, that everybody will be doing whatever they will do. Then before they will hear, Israfil will blow the first horn. مَا يَذْرُونَ إِلَّا سَيْخَةً وَاهِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَخَصِّمُونَ. They are in a situation when they are arguing with each other, and they hear the blow. Then all of them will go.
فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون.
فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون. Wherever everybody is, the one that's in the market is in the marketplace. The one that is in the warehouse is in the warehouse. The one that is in the place of his drinking is there. The one that is killing is killing. The one that is raising his knife is raising his knife. The one that whatever he's doing is what he's doing. None of them will be able to say, okay, please let me live a week. Whenever people know that they are going to die, they want to say, please, this is my children, take care of them. Please, this is my house, take care. Please, this one. Nobody will be able to do that. Wala ila ahlihim yarji'un. Now, will anybody be able to go back to their parents? I'm sick, quickly take me to my wife, to the house. Please, quickly take me. No, please, bury me here. Please, bring me. This kind of storm is going to do for me. Allah. All this, nobody will be able to do it.
ونفق في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون.
ونفق في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون. Then ونفق في الصور, then the trumpet will be blown again. فإذا هم من الأجداث, then you see all of them rising up from their graves, from their tomb, ila rabbihim, where are they going to? To Allah that created them. What? How are they going? Yes, they're running. Here, after the first one, and everybody has died, they will be like that. Between that first one and the last one is about 40 years. These 40 years, everybody in the grave will be there like that. There will be no punishment again. Everybody is in the grave. Then after about that 40 years, the whole earth, the rain will fall seasonally as it used to fall. All the fruits will come back to be the way they used to be. All the fertilization will come back to be the way they used to be. All the pollination will come back the way they used to be. The fruits will come out the way they used to be, big, healthy, nobody to eat them. Everywhere in the world is thick forest, nobody to use them. Water running clean, nobody to use it. All the animals are there, nobody to eat them. That's how it is. Until after the 40 years, another rain will come. This rain will also come like that. This rain that will come now is very thick. The fluid is as thick as the cement. It will fall. After it will fall, then every soul. When Israel blows the second one, the soul of everybody is in that trumpet. It's coming out, where it is coming out from. It will go and seek for all the body wherever it is. If the body is in the earth and was eaten up by plants, it will extract it back. If it's eaten up by animal, it will extract it back. If it was beaten as sent to the sea, it will extract it back. Wherever it is, each body will extract it back. And it will just come up. When they come up from their grave, not like the former one that it is the semen will have to turn into congealed blood, from congealed blood to meat, from meat to bone, from bone to another creation. This one, everybody will, because what will remain of it, of every human being, is the tailbone. Mm-hmm. The tailbone is the only, every human being, the tailbone will be there. From it, the whole body will be brought up. Then everybody will run to where Allah is. Running. Before in the world they were called, they were not answering. Now, everybody will be running to Allah.
قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون
قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون Then they will say يا ويلنا woe be to us. The shout of weariness. Man Basna Markadina. Who is it that took us from our sleep? Then the Muslims and the woman will tell them, ah, Hazana Wada Rahman. We ask him, Mata Hazan Wadi Kutum Sadiq, Hazana Wada Rahman. You say, when is the time going to come? This is the time. What's the Dakal Mursalun? And the messengers, they told the truth. You are in 100 level. Read your book, you don't read your book. 200 level, read, you don't read. Do your assignment, you don't do it. 300 level, you don't do it. 400 level, you don't do it. Exam came. Then the result is out. What is this result? I'm saying, that is the result. No. Where is your name? I did not pass. Yeah, we don't know. Man, Basan, Hazan Hawad al-Rahman, Asadaka al-Mustadun.
In kanat illa fayhatan wahidatan faydahum jami'un ladayna muhdarun.
In kanat illa fayhatan wahidatan faydahum jami'un ladayna muhdarun. It is nothing but just one cry. Illa fayhatan wahidatan faydahum Jami'un, then you see all of them, Labina, but before us, Mughalun, present. Hayya ala salat, you had. Hayya ala salat, you had. Were you present in the mosque? No. Today you have to be present before God. Anytime the Muazzin is calling, is a witness against you, or a witness for you. Let it be a witness for you. You are here, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater. Whatever you are doing, Allah is greater than that. Abandon it. Go to the mosque and pray. Whatever you are doing, Ashadu Allah ilaha illallah. He's bearing witness that there is none but Allah. The Prophet said, you too, you should repeat it wherever you are. You too say, Allah is greater. But what am I doing? I'm driving, Allah is greater. Stop. What are you doing? You are even inside your room. Allah is saying he's greater. Stop. You to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness there is none but Allah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. There is no person that Allah sent to me that I should follow. But this priest, what do you want, Muhammad? Hayya ala salat. Come to salat. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. Oh Allah, you are done that. You take me there. Start going. Hayya ala al-falah, come to prosperity. Allah, you are the one that is prosperous and can give us prosperity. Start going. Then when you go there, then the imam will ask somebody to call Salah again. And he will be told, Qad qamat salati. Stand up for Salah, stand up. So try to be present before Allah all the time, not on that day. The Prophet said, Ta'arraf ila Allah fi rahai ya'rifukum fi shiddati. When you are in a state, no fear, no problem, no Allah. When you go into problem, Allah will know you. Don't wait until that day. You have not been going to Allah. You have not been sitting in front of Allah. Ana jalis man zakarani. I am the sitting companion of the one that is remembering me. You have to come and do zikr, you say it's bid'ah. You have to come and pray, you say no, you don't believe in Muhammad. Now you are called to Allah. What are you going to tell Allah? The messengers have told the truth. And look at where we started from. This Habib ibn Najjar, is he a messenger of Allah? He's just one that believed the messenger statement. But he took the role of a messenger and he was calling people. Mama, he was saying, why would I not worship Allah? Oh my people, believe in these people, worship Allah. The same thing, we should stand up for the Prophet and continue the message of the Prophet. Like Habib Najjar said, Wama li ala abudin ladhi fatarani, which too, we should say, Wama li ala abudin ladhi fatarani wa ilayhi turja'un. Atashu min duni aliha, which too, we should be telling him, Atahi min duni aliha. You are looking for something, you don't get it. You say, come, I will take it somewhere. They will do something for you. Abandon it. You are going to die. That thing will abandon you one day. This is what Allah is telling us here. This day, in kanat illa sayhatan wahidatan, fa'idahum jami'u ladayna muhdarun.
اليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون.
إن كانت الله صحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا مختارون. فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. Today Allah will say لا تظلم نفس شيئا. No soul will be treated unjustly. Walati jizawna, and nobody will be rewarded. Illa ma kuntum ta'amalun. All of you, you will not be treated unjustly. You will not be rewarded except what you did. Here, man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amsalha. This is the beginning. If Allah says, if you bring any good, you will multiply it by 10 times. Alif Lam Mim, 3 alphabets. Allah will give you 10 rewards, 30 rewards. To the extent that if you start trading with Allah, Manzal Ezekrullah Khaddan Hasanan, then Allah said, Allahina Hikuna Visa Billahi, Kamasli Habbatin Ambatasaba Sanabila, Fikuli Sumbulatin Yatu Habba. When you start trading with Allah, then you are spending in the cause of Allah. Allah said, "Man zal ladhi qadna hasanan?" Who is he that will give loan to Allah? Allah gave you for what? He said, "Can you give me loan?" He will keep it for you. Then when you give him loan, you have given me, so you spent it on my part. Alladhina yunfiquna fi sabilillah, those that are spending because of Allah. If you spend because of Allah, he said, "Kamasla habbatin," it's like this person that planted a seed. So it could, then this seed brought out 7 heads. And each of these heads, there is 100 seed that is brought for you. Allah will give the man yasha, Allah wasim alim. Allah will increase for whoever he wishes. A time will come, Allah will say, for everything you do, you give me 2 million. I'll pay you alf. Then a time will come, Allah will test you, you have patience. He tests you again, you have patience. And that's kind. Inna ma yuwaqqa as-sabirun ajrahum bighayri hisab. Allah will pay you without any reward. When is this patience? A patience that will take you to witness Allah. When Allah tests you and you are patient, you have an enemy, he is against you, you are still calling Allah, you are not seeing any answer. But there is an answer from Allah. Because sometimes, deliberately, Allah will allow your enemy to be against you.
every day has not been working. They will never be able to praise you, but you will not have rest. Why? Allah wants to be hearing your voice. That's how you'll be doing. Maybe in each you die. Then they said, right when you say shaheed. That's so whoever dies with poison, that he was poisoned and he died of that poison, is a shaheed. A woman that dies giving birth, she's a shaheeda. A person that was Mankutila Dula Mali, that was fighting for his own wealth, thieves entered his house and said no. And he was fighting and he died, that was, he's a shaheed. Because he was patient, it's out of patience that he's doing all this. So all those that died as shaheed, they were witnessing Allah. What is their reward? Allah. Allah is infinite. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So they can't be limited to an unlimited. Allah has no limit. So the reward he will give you has no limit. But يَوْمَا today, لَا تُظْلَمْ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. No soul will be treated unjustly. Whatever you have done, it will be paid. وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَا إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And all those that walk, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ أَشْهَرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. مَنْ جَاءَ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا بِمِثْلِهَا. If you come with evil, only that evil will be used to pay you. Why? When you go to a rich man who is a noble person and you take a small gift to him, he is not in need of that gift, he knows. But he knew that you brought this gift out of love. What is he going to do? He will give you gifts that is much more than your gift. He's a noble person. You went, somebody sent you to go and abuse him. You go, you abuse him. What did he do? Where is the Ahmad Abu Jai Luna? He will leave you to go. So when you do something bad, it is taken. Allah has no bad to add to your bad. So it will be that bad that you did that will return back to you. But don't say, why is it the bad that it has, it becomes so big. The bad you did to an unlimited. So that bad itself is unlimited. Today, you are owing a bank. You go, they say the bank, it used to be 2,000 naira. It's now 2 million naira. So manja they say at him, Allah will say, Islam is Allah. There is no sayya with Allah for him to act for you. You go back with that good you came with, you go with it to the heaven. But if you come with good, there is plenty of good with Allah, you will take it and add it for you and go back with it. May Allah make our work to be good work. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah grant us knowledge of the Quran. May Allah make us the people of the Quran. May Allah make us the family of Allah. May Allah make us the family of Allah. May Allah reward our ulama. May Allah reward the Prophet of Islam for us. May Allah grant us what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, what we are going to, where we are going to sleep, what we are going to write. May Allah bless our children. May Allah bless all the wealth that He has given us. Whatever each of us is looking for, may Allah give it to us. May Allah make us to be among the beloved of the Prophet of Islam. May Allah make us to see the Prophet in this world and here. May He make us to see Allah in this world and here. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح وما بالفاتح وما أصبح الناس بحق الحق وهذه إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من التعب العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Please, welcome.